Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
In 9 attempts, Ireland have never made it to the World Cup semi-final. On Saturday night, it's win or bust against the All Blacks in Paris. The excitement is building. Even I'm getting excited, but I'm getting a little anxious as well. As Ireland coach Andy Farrell says, it's the big boy stuff, isn't it? Well, on the line now, another big boy. Shane Dawson from Game On. How's it going?
What's the story?
Did you like that? Did you like that?
It was different. It was different. I'll give you that.
Come here. I mentioned there that we've never got past a quarterfinal before, Shane. But are we different prospect now? Is this the best chance we have ever had? Tell us.
In short, yes. We are littered with big boys that are one victory away from like an international record equaling 18 in a row. So Ireland have beaten all that's been put before them. We've heard about the meticulous planning both on and off the pitch, the perfect balance of work and social time with friends and families, because that's a huge part of the Andy Farrell management team to really keep players tuned in. And injury-wise, obviously, no James Ryan. Yes, we lost Keane Healy pre-tournament, but injuries haven't been a massive issue. Johnny Sexton is there. Hansen and Lowe have recovered. So the key men are there. The form is there. The planning is there. The hype is there. So it is up to Ireland to banish their quarterfinal hoodoo, step up and etch their names into Irish rugby folklore, because they're able to, and it is the best opportunity to not only progress past the quarterfinal, but indeed possibly lift the Webb Ellis trophy for the first time.
Wow. These New Zealand lads, I hear they're fairly decent.
They're not bad. They're not bad. Yeah, no, they are.
Like, but are they? They're not used to being the underdogs. Will they be able to make that work for them?
Yeah, like there's a lot of talk of this isn't New Zealand of old. This isn't the All Blacks. And I remember actually, about 8 years ago now, I was speaking to Matt Williams, a former Leinster coach, and he said you should never refer to them as the All Blacks. Just call them New Zealand, and you strip away all that kind of that mystique about them, because they are just a rugby team. And Ireland, as Andy Farrell said as well, they're bloody good as well. So, and if you flip it, yes, New Zealand are underdogs, if you want to call it that. But I mean, since 96, New Zealand have been favourites in all bar 5 of 359 matches. So, you know, that kind of puts it into perspective. The 5 games they were underdogs were away matches against South Africa, and they did lose four of those matches. But it's unfamiliar ground. But I think Ireland can you know, use that in their favour, that they are the number one ranked team for 66 weeks or something since last July. So I wouldn't look too much into it. They're two top teams and it has all the makings for a World Cup Classic.
Now this concerns me because Joe Smith was our boss. He is now on the All Blacks coaching team. I mean, he'll have some inside information, I suspect. And I mean, will that help with the preparation?
Possibly, but I think Ireland have evolved since Joe Smith was the coach. Like, he has left a permanent mark in a wholly positive manner, but I think there's a more rootlessness to Ireland that perhaps we didn't see under Joe Smith. So I don't think it will be inside information undoing Ireland, but New Zealand will know they're going to have to do something different. They're going to have to find something new. And perhaps if you flip it, some of the Irish players might be the mindset of Joe Smith and get into his head of how he will be thinking outside the box. And who knows, Ireland could use that in their advantage against New Zealand rather than New Zealand benefiting.
Let's look at the team. Why did he name it so early? And is it a bit cheeky, like, so we have three lads from New Zealand playing for us?
It's a strange one, isn't it? It's peculiar. Like Conor Murray has kind of said that, I think in one of the press days, that New Zealand's loss is Ireland's gain with Bundy, Aki, Jemison, Gibson Park and James Lowe. Of course, looking to get one over their native country. It's a divisive topic. World Rugby relaxed their kind of eligibility rules before, so players could change allegiances if they were born in the country they want to represent and so on. And a lot of Pacific Island teams have kind of benefited from that. For Ireland, these project players have added to the skill set that Ireland have, and some people will bemoan the fact that it might be keeping homegrown talent out, but they've added, they've embraced the culture and everything else that goes with it. So It's a strange one, but in terms of naming the team as well, I think it shows confidence.
Okay.
You know, they bottled it, might be a bit harsh, but they really underperformed in the last World Cup. So perhaps that this is a show of force and strength that And also, so there's no inferiority complex this time around that we saw in the last World Cup, that this is a new Ireland, this is an Andy Farrell Ireland that does have that rootlessness that I mentioned.
Let's talk New Zealand. For the casual viewer like myself, what are their main strengths and weaknesses?
Well, they can score. They have a really, really good potent attack.
Okay, but that's not now, great.
Yeah, no, that isn't great, but you have to take in the context who they're playing. Mm. So Namibia, Italy, Uruguay, they racked up the, albeit much, much lesser opposition than Ireland. So along with being able to rack up the scores, we're going to see a lot of pressure on the breakdown from New Zealand. I think we're going to see them targeting our halfbacks, so that's Gibson Park and Johnny Sexton. But they've gone from being quite a passive team who've made a lot of tackles, but very few impact tackles or forced turnovers. So I think they're going to be more methodical with that. And we're going to see a much more intelligent performance as well. But having said that, Ireland out-muscled them in the pack last time. It was for want of your phrase, the big boys up top that really kind of forced them into submission. So if Ireland win that forwards battle again, that could be seen as a weakness, perhaps, for New Zealand.
Shane, what about the ref, Wayne Barnes? Like, can we pay him off or something? Slip him a few quid? What's the crack with him?
Rugby has this weird affection to celebrity refs, and there's a focus on the officials that, you know, I don't really get. I mean, Wayne Barnes is his fifth World Cup. He's over 100 test matches. He can be like Marmite. Some people like him, some people don't. But I don't really buy into this over-analysing of refs. Do your job, win the battles, come out on top. Referee shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. And lastly, win or lose, do you think the Irish fans will get behind the team at the end of the match?
I think, unfortunately, we're going to hear a lot more about Irish rugby. I think Ireland are going to beat New Zealand. And
do you? Oh,
yeah.
God,
yeah,
I might even watch it myself. This is very exciting. This is very exciting. Okay, well, there's no way I'm getting my dad over for dinner on Saturday night if I don't have the rugby on. I think it's going to be on in every household. Very exciting stuff. Shane, thank you so much for joining me again. That is Shane Dawson from Game On. And the game is on Saturday night, 8 p.m. You got to watch it and support the team.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.